Good morning. It is 8:16, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Hitcher. Thanks for being with us here this morning on this Monday. And, time for applying for grants through the Galesburg Community Foundation. Kind of an update on the way things are being done. Joining us to talk more about it this morning from the Galesburg Community Foundation, Josh Gibb. Josh, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. Good morning.
Thanks for stopping in with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Seems like it's been not that long ago.
Just last week. You know, every week there's great things happening.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Also, Tiffany Springer. Tiffany, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right, so that time of year, and I guess so some changes have been made. This is the turnout grant cycle, and this for not-for-profits, 501c3s, applying for grants through the Galesburg Community Foundation. Kind of explain what's going on.
Well, I'll let Tiffany
explain. Tiffany, go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so the turnout grant cycle is our annual grant cycle we hold every year, but this year in 2021 coming off of 2020, we knew that some changes needed to be made to make it more accessible for the nonprofits, less burdensome for the nonprofits, because they got a lot rolling through their camps right now. So we moved the date up. So traditionally, our grant cycle is in the fall, but this year, our grant cycle will open on May 3rd and close May 15th, and awards will be sent out in July. So going from the fall to the spring is probably the most major change in the program for this year. But we wanted nonprofits, again, to have access to be able to ask for what it is that they need for 2021 or 2022. Because, you know, some gaps may have popped up for 2021 or, you know, whatever the case may be. The second major change in this grant cycle is previously we had just the eligibility requirements were just for programmatic needs. And again, what we learned over last year was, you know, there's a lot of need that popped up for the nonprofits, whether that's through capacity or programs or general operating for that matter. So we opened up our eligibility this year for this grant cycle to include capacity, general operating, and programmatic need requests.
So I'm guessing part of the thought process behind it was the way last year went, a lot of not-for-profits that do maybe fundraising events or whatever weren't able to have those, and like, okay, we need money to continue to operate or whatever the case may be, so let's move this cycle up.
Sure, and, you know, multitudes of reasons, all of which you know, a couple that you just said. Yes, general operations were upset. Fundraising events were upset. Some organizations who put a lot of forward-facing programs were upset or pivoted in different ways. And so what you have seen also is a lot of nonprofits taking what was the opportunity of 2020 and reinventing the work that they do and kind of stepping back and hitting pause and saying, okay, what is working? What do we need to change? And then coming into 2021, what changes were made that kind of were really great that we need to keep moving forward, or we need to get support with making those permanent changes? And so that's why we really wanted to open it up to allow the nonprofits to say, hey, we're the boots on the ground. This is what we had to do. This is what's working. This is what isn't. And have the opportunity for resources to support that.
Yeah. Josh, talk about who's eligible. Obviously, you have to be a not-for-profit, number one.
Right. So, I mean, our eligibility are nonprofits in Knox and Warren County. We have basically four filters that we use, or four areas that we use to sort of sort through. Education is one of them. But we've expanded some of that, so we've put workforce development along with education. Again, we know that that's an area. We talk about health, and we've included human services with health. Arts and culture, community enhancement is another area. And then this year, because we've added capacity and some of what Tiffany was really talking about with, you know, in 2020, nonprofits were, well, we all were faced with just the pandemic and the response to COVID-19. And as she was really saying, there's this opportunity for reinvention and this opportunity for capacity and this opportunity to take the way we responded and decide whether or not we want to integrate that into the way we're going to operate going forward. So that's why we've included that capacity work this year. So any nonprofit that's serving in Knox and Warren County or serving for residents of Knox and Warren County are eligible to apply.
Is there just this pile of money for grants sitting there, or where does the grant money come from? I'm guessing probably different people have set up different funding for different types of things.
Yeah, so that's an excellent question, and always glad to explain how the Community Foundation works. So the Community Foundation is building permanent endowment. That permanent endowment is what we use to generate the resources to do all of our granting cycles. So last year, the Community Foundation granted $1.6 million into the region. So this is a part of what this year's grant commitment is going to be. And that comes from a fund that we call the Community Impact Fund, which is the fund that when individuals give, they're basically saying we trust the Community Foundation to make grants on our behalf. But the other thing that the Turnout Program does is we have another fund type called a Donor Advised Fund, and that's where individuals have their sort of charitable arms with the Community Foundation, and we engage them because we want those donor advisors to know what our nonprofits are doing, and we provide that bridge between the nonprofit and the donor advisor so they can better meet and better understand each other, and then that nonprofit can develop a relationship directly with that donor advisor. So that's really where our funding sources are for this specific program.
Josh Gibb, Tiffany Springer, Galesburg Community Foundation joining us here this morning. The 2021 Turnout Grant Cycle starting in May. And Tiffany, talk about those. We mentioned kind of who's eligible, but those that somebody may be running a not-for-profit that doesn't know much, why should they apply? I mean, obviously, they probably have the need for some money for whatever it's for, but just kind of talk about, explain what it is the Community Foundation does to help them out.
Sure. Well, this, again, with it opening up for eligibility requirements, this is just a really great way for nonprofits to ask for what it is that they need right now to push their missions forward. So, you know, outside of that, I don't know what else to tell you on why to apply.
I think Tiff said that really well. Apply for what you need. The reason that these dollars exist is so we can actually get them into the hands of the nonprofits. And I think that Tiffany has led a process really well of simplifying that as much as possible. So I think it was just last week, maybe it was the week before, she had heard from a nonprofit who was we were talking with them. They had a couple of questions about when we were going to open it up. And, we went through all of that with them and talked about to her how we were simplifying our process this year. I mean, we're really trying to eliminate the redundant questions, just ask the questions that we need to do due diligence and to, make an informed decision. And the nonprofit leader was like, oh, that's so fantastic, because I just got done filling out this other grant application that was 20 pages long. Oh. And I think, that really resonated with all of us at the Community Foundation, because we're trying to simplify the steps or the processes or the ways in which we're getting resources out. I mean, part of what, the foundation does is just build, again, like I had talked about, permanent endowment. Well, nonprofits can build permanent endowment for themselves. So what if we could actually build permanent endowment for these nonprofits and they don't have to ask us for any money? They just have a revenue source coming to them. And at some point, there's a significant part of what the foundation does for that. And in those, we've done matches and we've done all sorts of things. But for those that still have decision-making processes, we're trying to simplify that decision-making as easy as possible. If they're working in one of those four areas and they believe their program is really serving this region, come and ask. We want to know about it.
Well, I guess becoming self-sustaining is something that many probably have not thought about for their organization. We got to do these fundraisers. We do these fundraisers every year, which is fine. But there's a way, a possibility of becoming self-sustaining, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and that's really along the lines of donor engagement. We know that those nonprofits are working really hard. We know that they're providing programs and services and value to this region. And that's going to continue. But, right, the effort to raise the money necessary to be able to do those things is a full-time job in of itself. So we ask our nonprofits to do the full-time job of raising the resources necessary and to do the full-time job of implementing the programs and, to do the full-time job of donor engagement. Well, gosh, if the Community Foundation can help alleviate burden in any one of those three areas, we want to do that. We feel the value of the foundation is helping nonprofits and helping donors solve problems that they may be having. And a donor, I mean, we have one donor in particular who says, you know, we help him solve his problem by helping him give his money away. Okay, well, that's an interesting problem to have. But for him, he doesn't know where to give it to, and he uses the Community Foundation for sort of his due diligence process. You know, those are all ways in which we're working together. But for this grant cycle, this helps us understand what's happening in the nonprofit world, what are needs in the nonprofit world. And if you're doing something, again, that's in one of those four program areas, come and ask us. We want to know about it.
Josh Gibb, Tiffany Spremer with the Galesburg Community Foundation. And Tiffany, I guess even with the process being more simplified, people are going to have questions, and I guess they can probably call you and ask those questions.
Yeah, absolutely. They can call me at 309-344-8898, which is the office number. They can also check out our website at www.yourgcf.org. Or email me at tspringer@yourgcf.org. So lots of ways to access us, and that's what it is. It's simplifying for the means of being efficient and accessible for the nonprofits, not to just be an easy way to do something. So I get a little, you know, I want to just make sure, like, simple is great, but it doesn't mean that it's necessarily for ease.
Right, right, absolutely. And then the grant application itself on the website or?
They'll when you work with the foundation, we will set you up with an account basically. So you'll have a password and a login that is specific to you to access those grant applications.
Okay. So Tyler doesn't have a 501c3, so worrying about his flowers.
I don't know. He looks pretty charitable, though.
He does. Well, he's got
got
flowers, you fooled. And he's worried about the frost coming possibly tomorrow night, so he probably can't get a grant to help with that.
Yeah, I got big things coming. Big things coming.
We do have a thrift shop. He could go and buy some blankets to cover the plants.
There you go.
So
you
might be onto something.
Have some tarps.
Yeah,
you're onto something.
Again, we're problem solvers.
Well, exactly. See? You can help. Josh Gibb and Tiffany Springer, Galesburg Community Foundation, joining us here this morning, the 2021, the Open 2021 Turnout Grant Cycle, starting a little bit earlier, the process a little bit earlier this year. Josh, anything else about the Community Foundation in particular or the grants or anything like that at this point you'd like to talk about?
Well, I mean, you know, we were on the air a couple of weeks ago talking about the work that we're doing around food and with the regional food bank. And so that's obviously been pretty exciting for the foundation. But, you know, part of what we do is, again, build that permanent endowment. But we build that permanent endowment for days like today to be able to talk about the grant cycle and to be able to get those resources invested back into the region. And we're excited to do that. We, again, firmly believe that philanthropy is part of what makes our communities healthy. And the Community Foundation is here to serve both donors and nonprofits in that cycle.
I like you said, you know, there may be somebody, whether they're setting up a will or whatever, and it's like, hey, I've got this money and I'm not sure what to do with it. And they're able to sit down with you guys and, hey, okay, what is it you're interested in? Who would you like to help that? And you guys can just help answer those questions, I guess, first off.
We believe every individual, regardless of the size of their bank account, has the opportunity to be philanthropic and impactful in their community. And we want to we're inspired by those actions. And so we want to know who those people are. We want to work with them. Their energy drives our energy. So, you know, the foundation – again, last year, invested over $1.6 million into the region. I mean, that was the largest amount of grants that we had ever distributed in a single year. That made a difference. And again, Tiffany pointing out really well that the ease of being able to do that is certainly something that we want to get to, but not to make it, like she said, easy, but to understand what it is that nonprofits are really doing. We are taking steps towards just, hey, we don't have to ask the same questions every year. If
we know you.
You come in, like, your 501c3 that you filed in 1983 isn't going to change in necessarily a 12-month period because you're in here. You know, you don't have to submit that to us every year. It's just things like that. So, again, we're, as an organization, also trying to understand the ways in which the pandemic affected our work and incorporate the best parts of that going forward.
You know, Tiffany, it has to feel nice doing what you do and knowing that you're able to help people out, but it also has to feel good knowing there are so many philanthropic people, no matter, like Josh said, no matter what the income level, that are willing to do and come to you guys and help set things like this up.
Absolutely. I am humbled every day by the conversations we have, the ideas that circulate, the passion that comes through our doors. It is just incredible, truly. And so, yeah, I find myself pretty lucky to be able to work with such a great team at the Community Foundation, as well as a great team here in Knox and Warren County that are really putting our friends and neighbors and communities first.
Absolutely. Josh Gibb and Tiffany Springer, Galesburg Community Foundation, the Open 2021 Turnout Grant Cycle, starting a little bit early in May. If you're not for profit, is interested in grant money, again, you can go to the Community Foundation's webpage and find out information there. Talk with Tiffany, and she'll help you out if you have any trouble filling out the application. But it's gotten a little bit easier.
Yeah, it has. But
lost some redundancy.
Call.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it all day long.
Absolutely. Josh, always thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Tiffany,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.